Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back to another Friday Book Club discussion. A few announcements before we dive in. Our next Coffee and Books event will be on October 5th from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Enjoy an hour of book talk with authors Julie Lessman and Lynn Shannon. This is a free event, but you do need to register to save your spot. Head on over to literaryscape.com/events to register today. We look forward to seeing you on October 5th. We are also running a survey during the month of September where readers can help us schedule our 2025 Coffee and Books events. Vote for the best day and time that works for you to attend, and then tell us which authors you would like to meet. The survey goes out each Friday in our newsletter. If you're not signed up, head on over to literaryscape.com/newsletter and sign up today. When you do that, you will get a free copy of the first 9 chapters of Unwavering Faith, so you can start digging into Claire and Brody's story now. On that note, the Unwavering Faith crowdfunding campaign is still off to a great start, and I am thankful for everyone who has purchased a book. And at the time of this recording, we are just 33 books away from unlocking the first bonus item. You'll want to head on over to our campaign page at literaryscape.com/campaign to see what those bonus items are and the goals that we are trying to reach. Remember, these are limited edition books and an end date is coming soon, so they will not be offered for much longer, and I will announce that end date in the coming weeks. And these books then help fund the publication of the mass market paperback, the ebook, and the audiobook. So your support is greatly appreciated. I will have a link to all of these links that I mentioned already in the show notes, but please consider sharing this campaign with others as we work toward the goal of publishing Unwavering Faith. And a huge thank you this week to Brenna Cook and Jamie Benya for purchasing a limited edition copy of Unwavering Faith. Thank you, ladies, for your support. I greatly appreciate it. That's it for announcements, and we're going to jump into this week's book discussion, but I must warn you, we had a discussion filled with laughter due to some technical difficulties, and there are a few spots where the sound will have a slight echo. I apologize and hope you can enjoy the show despite the tech glitches, and I highly recommend watching the video to see our reactions, as I think you will find them quite entertaining. So enjoy our discussion of Calculated Risk by Lynn Shannon. All right, well, I'm super excited because for the first time in, I feel like it's been over a year, guys, all four of us together to talk about books. Pretty awesome. And I know, Jamie, you don't get to stick with us for the whole time, but we're excited to have you for a little bit.
I'm happy to be here.
So we are also diving into our second contemporary Christian suspense romance series. Normally we do historical, but this year we sprinkled in two of these. So it's a little different than our normal. I'm going to let Jamie give us the blurb on our first book.
Okay. Calculated Risk. He carries the burden of his mistakes. The wounds on Jason Gonzalez's body are nothing compared to the ones on his heart. The former Marine avoids getting close to anyone new, especially his gorgeous next-door neighbor, until he hears a scream coming from her house in the middle of the night. Her enemies are too numerous to count. Addison Foster escaped an abusive marriage and has become an advocate for others. When an intruder breaks into her home and nearly kills her, Addison is rescued by an unlikely protector, but the threats against her aren't over and she needs help. Danger around every corner. J- Jason makes it his mission to keep Addison safe, but keeping her out of his heart proves impossible. As the threats increase, there's no room for mistakes. Will his calculated risk pay off, or will it end in tragedy?
Okay, let's just pause, because this is also contemporary suspense. For the series as a whole, I mean, was it too intense? Did you enjoy it?
I didn't think it was too intense. I loved it.
I loved it.
I love the suspense, the mystery of trying to figure out who it was.
I see Tiff over there.
And Tiffany. Yeah.
It's normally not my cup of tea, but I did read it for you.
Oh.
A little jump scare right now.
A little jumpy.
Yeah, a little jumpy. So.
Oh my goodness. I think I ended up
moving my chair. I just get so engrossed in my books that, you know, I don't know. Everything around you start seeing more.
And I will say I'm more like, who is that? They're being suspicious over there. You know, I do start doing that a little bit when I read them, but
I read them quickly. So
they're quick reads.
They're quick reads. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was hard to put them down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I started them, I finished them.
She's really good about starting her chapters with a hook and ending them with a cliffhanger. So you can't put them down.
Mm-hmm.
She did a really good job with that.
Mm-hmm. It's just so nice to have books, because I read also a lot of read a lot of contemporary that isn't Christian, because you don't find a lot. And I'm not finding a lot in that category like I am now that you've introduced me to it. But to find these books where they have that action and they have that, but there's prayer in it, and it makes me really happy. So
yeah. And there is something so amazing. I know they're not real men, but to like read about men praying and having faith is really awesome.
It's and meeting once a week at the diner.
Yeah. Talking to you.
Oh, sorry.
We're going to separate those two.
I know, right? Maybe they should sit over.
We have, at church, we have this, it's called Fight Club, that the men do chapters like twice a year. And it's just men like doing life together, but they do a lot of, I don't really know it all because I'm not a man, but there's like all these challenges. We have a problem with the mic. And we're back from our technical difficulties. All right. So what are your thoughts on Jason and Addison's relationship?
It was very sweet. I like how they were both hesitant for good reason. And the way God's plan kind of took over, it's like, haha, nope. It just, I feel, without giving it away, it was like an easy relationship. Like neither one of them saw it coming.
Yeah.
Like a fate kind of thing.
Yeah, they can fell into it, I guess. So I really like, he has his own insecurities, but I like how she makes him feel like he's capable of just because of injuries he sustained while being over on the battlefield. Mm-hmm. So, and I love Connor. Let's just talk about Connor. That's Jason's dog. And then what was her cat's name? Because she's got a cat.
Oh, goodness.
She has a cat. And I thought it was so sweet the way Jason took care of it when she had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
When all that happened at the beginning. And she had to go to the hospital. And he's like, well, I didn't want her to have to. Shelby. She goes, I didn't want Shelby to get lost. So he put her in a carrier. Like, he didn't just take care of Addison, he took care of her cat, who was important to her too.
Mm-hmm.
And Shelby and Connor got along really well. But what did you think about Jason's dog?
I just liked how protective he was.
It made me want another dog.
I got love beside mine.
I know. I want him as a dog. I want him as a pet. She wrote him really well.
Yep.
He was my hero. Not even a pet person, as you can tell. We've only had one dog, and we've tried to replace him, and that did not go well, so.
And she grew up in a house full of animals. We grew up with animals.
I'll bring you a bunny.
I'm good. I'm good. But she wrote Connor so well that I was like, I want a dog like Connor. All right, let's talk a little bit about Trevor and Michael. These are our villains.
Here's where my notes might actually.
Yeah. No.
Michael is the ex-husband of her client.
And Trevor is the cop.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was her friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about those two?
I did not like Trevor the cop.
Oh, well.
I did not like him at all because he was just, he didn't take anything seriously. And he thought, I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong.
And he was really obsessed with Addison.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we were supposed to be. Our family's been friends. They've mm-hmm. been friends forever. We're just supposed to be together. And I'm like.
And that was like was clouding so his. Yeah. Yeah. Clouding his judgment. Like.
Yeah.
Him just showing up randomly like he cared. Mm-hmm. Like. Yeah.
Yeah. Freaked me out.
Yeah.
And Michael is just cruel. And the way he's always like smiling because he knows he's getting away with stuff. Mm-hmm. Like. Because he's got money and jump people in his book. Pocket. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was just like, you are a bully.
Mm-hmm. I felt bad for his, well, soon to be ex-wife in the story and mm-hmm. her daughter as well. All right. So what about the diner and Jason's group of friends?
I want to go have some of that pie at that diner.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought about like picking up a dance pie for
I have some of those in my freezer.
Oh, I should have.
Best pies I've ever had. Yeah. That's what I was like when they were describing them. I was thinking of dance pies. Yeah.
I like the couple that ran the diner. Nelson and
Harriet.
Yeah. Are they just
sweet?
Yes. Yeah. I really liked them.
But that group of friends, I think that's what, like when I think of a close group of friends, that loyalty, that love, like, that's what I want. Like I wanted, I mean, it made me think about my friendships. It's like, who are those people for me? And it just, it's a great example of what a friend should be for each other.
It made me want to, like, I have friends like that, but I'm like, we don't really get together much. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, we should do some more get togethers.
Okay. We will talk about that later. I do like how his friends, it was like a weekly thing. Like every Wednesday, right. It was like a constant thing. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we need, ladies. We have this once a month. Mm-hmm. But it'd be fun to just get together and not be recording and all that good stuff.
So. I'm sure you want to hang out with your older sister?
Yeah.
I'm not looking at you.
Only if she talks into the microphone. No, I'm kidding.
She did really good at that point.
Do you want to be my best friend and drop her?
You can have more than one best friend.
Just don't take
my. That's right.
What?
Well, I thought Jessica was my best friend, but it's okay. I'm just serving her with my tea.
Jamie and I are BFFs, and you and Tiffany can be BFFs.
Yeah, we've been BFFs since fifth grade, okay?
We tolerate you, Jess. It's okay.
I tolerate you growing up. I did not. She always says, like, I'm one of the other sisters. I'm like, not really. She was just one of Melissa's annoying friends when I was growing up.
That's how it is. I adopted myself into your family.
Yeah. So I'm like, this is how it goes. This is how our parents are,
I don't need any
though.
More sisters. Yep. I have five.
I think I claimed your parents before I even met you guys.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. Lots of people claimed our parents growing up. So.
They're great parents.
Yeah, we are very blessed there. What did you think about all the attacks that Addison and Jason face? So it starts off with her getting attacked to be at her house.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's coming out of the workout place.
There's a bombing.
Mm-hmm. There's a bombing.
Yes. Like, bam, bam, bam.
And like the workout.
That's the suspense part, though, right?
A lot. I was like, holy cow.
The fire in the apartment.
Uh-huh.
And what did you think about how, okay, first he had to talk her over the ledge to get, because they had to like climb out and do this to get out of the fire so they wouldn't burn alive. But then, she had to talk him out because his PTSD kicked in and he went total not moving.
Mm-hmm.
I think she did a great job of it. And I think it helped show how her past struggles had led her through like the therapy and the counseling to help him in that moment, to help her ultimately. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I thought that was neat how it intertwined. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That part, I was really nerve wracking to hear them walk across the ledge. I'm terrified of heights.
Yeah.
And when she was like talking about like the concrete, I'm sitting there thinking, I don't know if I could have done that.
Yeah.
Were you sweating?
Yeah, I mean, I was like tense during that whole thing because I am like terrified of heights.
Then she wrote it well.
Yes, she wrote it well. She did, because I'm thinking, if you fall.
Jessica, after the first attack, I would have been like in a little room. Like, I don't know how she keeps going out and going and working out and all this stuff. Oh, I'd be like, I'm staying in my room with the bodyguard outside.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't fight it, but she just kept going and going. And I'm like,
one of my one of the notes I had, which. Laugh at my notes. They came in handy.
Yeah.
But like, especially those two, I put like, they kind of brought each other to life again. Yeah. And it's amazing the experiences, like you said, like what God puts us through. Mm-hmm. Like they both were able to use that to help each other.
Yeah. Which is awesome. I loved it. And then at the end, poor Connor got hurt. And then...
That was stressful.
Is it bad that that was the most terrifying part of that book for me? Like, not all the attacks. Yeah. And I'm like, this is interesting. I'm reading it, but when it came to that, I was like, no.
Please don't let Kyle. It's like Old Yeller. No.
Because you think he survived the bomb.
Yeah.
Don't let him die like this. Yes. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
I could. Yeah.
Or like heart. Where the red fern grows.
Mm-hmm. I remember watching one of those in school.
Why did we write? Why did the people read that? Mm-hmm. We had... Mrs. Skimmerhorn read that to me, our class in fifth grade. I don't think you were in my fifth grade class, but she had to stop multiple times because she was crying. And I'm like, why are we reading a book that makes us cry? Okay? This is ridiculous.
It's like, why do we read scary books?
Now, these are
really good.
I understand. It wasn't too intense, though. I've read,
not compared to the last one.
I've read secular ones that are far more intense that I've had to, like, put down or skip through because I just can't take it. And it's not so much the suspense part of it. It's the cruelty in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the cruel things that they're doing to other human beings. I'm like, oh, I can't handle it.
It's hard to fathom how someone could be that way. I mean, we would never think about... acting in such a way. So for someone to do those things, it's just,
that's not the matter. I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what makes it scary, that people can actually do that.
Inspiration throughout it, though.
Yeah.
And it helped me, I think, get through them more than some of the other books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think this one didn't have a lot of inspiration in it, but some of her others in the series had more inspiration. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of sprinkled throughout. But yeah, their faith makes it a lot easier to.
Yes.
To get through. Mm-hmm. The secular books don't offer that. So I think that's what makes it even harder for me. I'm like, I have to just stop or skip through. I mean, I do remember this like old Western one that I literally skipped half the chapter because I was like, I can't take them torturing him anymore. Like, it's just too much. But we didn't have any torture in here. We just had a lot of attacks, one after the other. All right, so how would you rate the following elements of Calculated Risk by Shannon Ellen? Which I like it. By Lynn Shannon. I don't know where that came from. Okay, how about the mystery level?
I wrote a latte.
Latte.
I would agree because I don't know about you ladies, but I did not suspect who the final villain was. There were so many people it could have been.
Me neither. And you don't find books like that a lot. There's always hints. I was pleasantly surprised that I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is nice because you don't like to like, well, you I'm a little competitive. I'm like, I'm going to figure it out before they tell me. But
you don't want to find out like in the beginning or middle. It's so tough to read and like, well, I already know who's done it.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. How about the drama?
I went mocha to latte.
I put latte. I have a lot of lattes on
me. I would say mocha.
Okay. I would probably go mocha too. I guess because when I think drama, I think more like, there is drama. Mm-hmm. I think more of like the fights, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, bombings and shootings and fires and damsel in distress situations. How about suspense?
Latte.
Finally.
Oh. Yes, we all say latte. Romance?
I put mocha.
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 Yeah. I would agree. Mocha. It's not real intense. How about inspiration?
I would say either espresso or mocha.
I did mocha on this one.
I put mocha to latte, but I don't know. I just And to me, it was like, even if it wasn't like direct, like scripture or prayer, but like the perseverance that they showed, like that was inspirational, maybe personally to me, mm-hmm. like to go through that and never give up.
Yeah.
Like that to me was just a latte going on right there.
So do we want to go mocha then? Like split
let's
the difference?
Do, yeah, let's
mocha?
Do mocha.
Okay. All right. And then what is your overall lasso rating of Calculated Risk by Lynn Shannon?
Three lassos.
I did two. I mean, I was hooked when I read it, but just because it's not my normal genre.
I'm surprised. I thought that was awesome. I didn't know if you would like them. That was...
I did read them.
What's yours?
Hooked. I had to read them all.
Yeah. What's yours, Melissa?
I gave it a three, but I am finding that I love this genre as much as I love historical.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all threes into so two.
Yes.
All which average. Is good for me for a
it is mm-hmm. good for her. You're right.
I actually read it.
That's awesome. All right. So next week we'll discuss the second book in the Triumph Over Adversity series. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would like to invite you to connect with us further and get a free read. Right now, if you sign up for our newsletter, you will get the first 9 chapters of my book, Unwavering Faith. Plus, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.